is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Three Belgian nationals have been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murder. Belgium's federal prosecutor said in a statement Saturday the three were also charged with taking part in the activities of a terrorist group. The charges came after 12 people were arrested in raids across the country in Belgium. Nine other people detained overnight were released. Prime Minister Charles Michel said the country would remain at its second highest security level. However, he urged Belgians to live as normally as possible.
We urge people to continue to live normally in a calm way, he said. We call on everyone to show calm and serenity.
The country has been living under the threat of terrorism since the November attacks in Paris, some of whose perpetrators were either Belgian nationals or had lived in Brussels. Then on March 22nd, terrorist attacks on the Brussels subway and airport killed 32 people. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Russia's defense minister in Damascus on Saturday, while U.S. and Russian military officials held separate talks about Moscow's attack on U.S.-backed Syrian rebel forces this week. Russian defense officials said that Sergei Shoigu's agenda included the current questions of military and technical cooperation between Moscow and Damascus. It also included cooperation in the fight against terrorist groups operating in Syria. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against opposition fighters, but they have also created another area of tension with the United States. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee has closed the door on Russia's track and field team competing in the Rio Olympics. The IOC said Saturday it fully respects a ruling by track and field's world governing body to bar Russian athletes from the Olympic competition. The Olympic body said it welcomes and supports the ban as another measure to crack down on doping. In Moscow, Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko told Russian reporters, "Our athletes have no chance of competing in Brazil," based on Saturday's statement from the IOC. The International Athletics Association Federation's action, announced Friday, said that Russia has not done enough to restore international confidence in its athletes in the wake of a national doping scandal. In the race for the White House, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump has dismissed reports of what he termed a delegate revolt at next month's Republican convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, Trump said that he's already beaten the leading candidates in the primaries. The billionaire businessman repeated his support for the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment, saying that if some of those in an Orlando nightclub had been armed, fewer people would have died in this week's attack.
And this is no good, sick, perverted, horrible terrorist, was in there starting the shooting. One of those people would have had those bullets going the other way, folks. It would have been a whole different story. Would have been a whole different story.
Some Republican leaders and lawmakers in the House of Representatives are struggling to get behind Trump, who last month became the party's presumptive nominee. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday that climate change is threatening some of America's national parks, and there is such a thing as being too late to do something about it. Speaking in California's Yosemite Park, Mr. Obama said that the evidence of rising temperatures is all around.
Here in Yosemite, meadows are drying out. Bird ranges are shifting farther northward. Alpine mammals like pikas are being forced further upslope to escape higher temperatures. Yosemite's largest glacier, once a mile wide, is now almost gone.
The president and his family traveled to the park to help encourage Americans to visit national parks as the Park Service celebrates its centennial in August. And a Soyuz capsule carrying a crew from the International Space Station made a successful parachute landing Saturday in Kazakhstan. British astronaut Tim Peake came back to Earth after 6 months in space. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.